case. The defense did their job for the most part. It was just that, like you said, that thing of being, if, I mean, and I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I would have been maybe an advocate for, I don't even see, can't even really say that, because I don't think, like you said, this defense isn't built to, you know, to sustain long drives with no rest and just constant barrage coming at them. It's not the kind of defense. So to put them in that situation, giving the Cowboys a minute 30 with no timeouts, it should have never happened in the first place. But man, I'm more optimistic after this game than I was 2 weeks ago. I can tell you that.
That is the sound of the great Vic, still rest in heaven, homie. A great stakeholder to this platform for years. Every start of the football season, we'll play clips of Vic, the great Vic from Jersey Blue, representing Jersey. Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing, man? It's the start of the season, preview versus the Broncos. How's everything, man?
It's like I took the best medicine in the world, and now I'm finally getting cured. That's how you feel when you're jonesing for NFL football, especially Big Blue football. You just feel lost for a while. So that while is about to come to an end by Sunday. And I'm feeling pretty good, Steve. Pretty good. That I'll be able to observe what I love, you know. So, and you will too, and so do everybody else online. We're feeling better about, we're feeling optimistic about what can happen. Not too down, but, you know, certainly optimistic. Other than that, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. I had to say this because every time we play Vic clips at the start of the season, it reminds me the type of fans that we love having this platform for is that combination of smart, knowledgeable, yet charitable, passionate, and talk about your teams. And Vic was the epitome of the type of fans we wanted to grasp as far as all three areas. And a lot of the stakeholders that call in are just that. They go to games, they go to tailgates, they're charitable, give back to their communities, and as well as be passionate and share their thoughts and opinions, whether we agree or disagree about our squads. And every year we're just honored that we continue to do this for fellow fans, so we give other fans something to listen to while they work, traveling, whatever, so on and so forth. Man, we just wanted to say shout-outs to Vic, rest in heaven, as we start another football season here on the Big Blue Roundtable on the Bleed Blue Show, man. We got picks. I think the defending champ is back with us for the confidence picks towards the tail end of this episode, and we got our survivor pick, we got a matchups versus the Broncos. Without further ado, we got to get into the roll call because we got to jump right into it. Thursday night football, the start between Cowboys and Buccaneers, the world champion Buccaneers. So, Chris, let's do this, man. Roll call time. Shout outs to the platforms, Bleeding Yankee Blue, the Ranger Proud, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum, the Frontliner. Shout outs to everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's get right to it, man.
All right, and at the top of the roll is hers truly, Mr. Fending Camp.
The champ. I got to get a soundbite for that. The champ is here.
The champ is here. Where's Lady Blue? I know you're Lady Blue.
I'm here. Sorry, I forgot to hit the mute button.
Starting the season off right.
Is my big blue family and my big blue husband? I have missed everybody so much.
Well, hubby is feeling pretty damn good there, wifey, and everything seems to
I
be falling
just
in order.
So happy.
Until
I am
4 o'clock.
So happy football is back. No more Sundays without football.
I know, man.
We
That's
need
strong.
Football.
I didn't realize how
I
much
need
I missed
football.
It.
I don't think my neighbors are ready for football.
Well, listen, let me get that to you in a second. But wait a minute, there's somebody else waiting here. Quite a few. So hold on, Lady Blue. Brian, my man, at the Big Blue Hitter. Giants, the big
Dr.
hitter.
Chris, how you been, man?
What's going? How you doing, man?
I'm
long time no hear.
No.
Are you optimistic?
Steve and I touched base a little bit on some stuff. How am I feeling? I'm cautiously optimistic. Like everybody else, you know, how the hell is this offensive line going to perform?
And oh, well.
They could,
Brian, you're going to get the floor for that, dude. You're going to get the floor. We're just coming by to say hello right now.
Okay.
You're going to get the floor.
No, I know, but I'm feeling good. I put it to you that way because the division is there to be had.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say that.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Carl.
John Spinozzi.
The one and only. That big man. Going on.
See you notes.
Hey, pleasant good evening, everybody. It has been a long time I've heard Lady Blue's voice. I haven't heard hers since about January, I think it was. So it was amazing to hear that. Brian on the line as well. You know, it's football season down here in Dallas, and, you know, they give you a discount if you wear your Cowboys jersey to the grocery store. I have to hold on that earlier today. I could not bear myself to go down that road.
I can imagine. I'll be right back.
How much for a discount if you burn the jersey in the store?
Stop that. This is a family show. Children are watching, listening. Okay, Drake Graham, what's going on?
Drizzy.
What's good, Big Blue family? How everybody doing?
How you feeling? Long time no hear. You good?
Feeling good. Hey, Carl, going to the getting discount on groceries, that's not enough to be putting on a Dallas jersey. It's not even worth it. I'll pay full price for my groceries.
All right. Dre, we'll be right back. Here's a wonderful guest. Dave is calling from the Big Blue Denver crew. What's up, sir?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. It's that time of the year again.
That's right. I haven't been on the show in a while, but I'm back.
Hey, thank goodness you are, man. Appreciate having you, man. For everybody else, 929-477-4171, you're listening to the Big Blue Roundtable season opener preview versus the Broncos. You can always listen live or archive into www.bleedblueshow.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, everything's a Bleed Blue Show. Oh, man, it feels good to have everybody back in the house, man. This is really good. This is what's happening. This is why we're here. We are the Denver Giants game. This is what's happening. At 4:25, finally, on Sunday, Eastern Standard Time, we finally get our season back. Oh, my God. It's been painful, man, not watching football. It's just hurting me. Anyway, and I know I speak for everybody. Anyway, both teams are coming off bad seasons last year, you know. Although the Giants did have a chance to win it on the final day in that weak NFL East. But this will probably, I don't know, Steve, it'll probably be the first time capacity crowd will be at MetLife in Jersey for a regular season game since the end of 2019. Another little trivia here, this is the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and it's interesting because the Giants played in Denver on September 10th, 2001, and they flew home after the game just before airline traffic was grounded. A lot of people didn't know that, but that was interesting. Some other key notes about this game. Teddy Bridgewater will be the Broncos' 11th starting quarterback. I can't wait to get back to Dave so he can explain that. Since Peyton Manning retired about, a month after the Super Bowl 50 maybe? And then Broncos haven't been back to the playoffs since, and they have like four consecutive losing seasons. And last time they were over 500 was in 2018. Broncos managed just 16 takeaways last year. They were minus 16 in turnover margin. Von Miller's 106 career sacks, the most in the NFL since 2011. That's what's happening over there. Let me see. We got I tell you what I'm happy about. Bradley Chubb has been dealing with an ankle injury. Maybe that might help us out. But then again, on our side, Evan Ingram has been limited lately, and Saquon Barkley is who he is. I don't know if it's a game time decision with Galladay or not. I'm trying to still figure that one out. Odoree Jackson has an ankle issue. Our first-round draft choice, Tony, his hamstring, what might be a game-time decision as well. What else? Give me something, Steve. I know you want to chime in.
I was going to save some of these questions for Brian and Carl, but if Lady Blue wants to answer them, feel free. As far as the coordinator battle between Patrick Graham versus former head coach of the Giants, Pat Shurmur. So how are we going to handle that? Lady Blue,
let's
we'll go right down the line. So we can
get
3 minutes, Lady
I'm
Blue.
Little...
Everybody, 3 minutes.
Yeah, seeing Shurmur on the other sideline, you know, I that's going to be weird. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll have a running play and someone will actually trip and fall into him. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Sorry.
You're terrible.
It's going to be interesting to see Jerry Jeudy versus Bradbury. I'm looking forward to that lineup. And I have found an interesting fact that I don't know. The Denver Broncos have actually lost 8 straight September games, so let's hope they lose a 9th.
Ooh.
So, yeah, but I'm actually looking forward to this game. Believe it or not, I'm looking forward to it because Double E won't be there. So hopefully we can see more of Kyle Rudolph or Caden Smith. Maybe they can do something or someone else can do something.
Oh, man.
At least they know how to catch. So, yeah, I won't let that go. I'm sorry. I am woman and I hold a grudge for life, okay? So,
Right on.
I'm happy to see that Nick Gates is a captain. He was shocked about that. And
yes.
Our wide receivers, I'm hoping. It's a little funny to see them with different numbers on them because we're so used to seeing the higher numbers on our wide receivers. So I want us to win. I really want us to win. I want us to start off with a win. But my biggest concern is stupid mistakes, turnovers, and injuries. I just hope DJ could get through a game without incident. I hope someone can block Von Miller. I'm really hoping it's not my idiot part two, because I won't even say his name anymore. It's going to be a good matchup, and we'll see what happens. I just want a clean game. I want, like I said, no injuries, no major mistakes, and I want to see a W. I mean, it has been a long time for us Giants fans to be excited. I mean, we can be excited all we want, but it's been a long time since we've actually seen a performance like they gave a damn and they wanted to be on the field, and I really, really hope that they give us that, because it'll be the first game that fans will be in the stands and they'll be cheering for the team. And it's been a long time since they've heard that. So I'm really hoping that they can light a fire under their ass to do well. But, and
that's Lady Blue,
everybody. I miss football so much, and I've missed you all so much. And Carl, you're going to be hearing a lot more of me because it takes a lot to shut me up.
Thank you, because I know you're not going anywhere. Thank you very much. Anyway, 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Show. Brian, that's the Giants big hitter. You are on the clock, sir. Hey, you know what, Lady Blue, she's just mentioned the captains. I thought that was an interesting mix. You got Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Nick Gates, Blake Martinez, Jabril Peppers, Logan Ryan, and Graham Gano are captains this year, with Barkley being a third-year captain. Just thought it was kind of cute to mention that. Anyway, nonetheless, Brian, everybody knows our offensive line was terrible last season, and it really didn't show very much improvement in the preseason, and it's going to have its hands filled, okay, with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb in passing situations, and Jones can take a pounding, and I'm going to be nice when I say it that way. What's your take?
My take is, first of all, we did see an awful lot of it in preseason, which I found kind of odd. You know, when you want a unit like an offensive line unit to come together, you got to get reps. And there are very few snaps when all of them were out there at the same time. And I found that really odd. This was, you know, it's not like the Steelers line of the 70s or, you know, the Cowboys when they were, you know, really good.
Right.
These are young guys that needed reps together, and it didn't happen. I mean, you know, we had the injury. But outside of that, you know, the rest of, you know, Pierre came in a little bit banged up, so he didn't show up till a little bit later on. But, yeah, I didn't see enough of them to be able to say whether I think they're going to be any good. I think that they're probably going to be better. I thought that Nick Gates showed, you know, really nice conversion to center last year. And I thought he was the best offensive lineman. And Hernandez did look good at right guard in preseason, which is interesting because he never was. Andrew Thomas, again, problem with the ankle, which he went through that last year. I think Thomas is going to be fine. I think right tackle is going to be an issue, and then, you know, what can happen at left guard. It could come together. It could be good. You may see Billy Price become the left guard. You know, he initially started out of guard before he converted over to center. He was a, you know, I think he was 15th overall pick. You know, so it's I think with him, with that trade, when they traded B.J. Hill for him, they struck gold with Leonard Williams with that trade, and I think they're trying to do that again right here with an offensive lineman. So it could be good, and it may be another train wreck. You know, we just got to snap the ball and see what happens. You know, because otherwise, their skill positions, when healthy, which is another, you know, question we'll probably address right there, you know, a little bit later on. But when healthy, they've got really good skill players. So we're just going to have to see.
Okay, well, you know what? You've got clocks on here. I want to give you 30 more seconds to bring up whatever else is on your mind.
Well, okay, well, it's kind of funny because a lot of people got, you know, Denver, you know, winning this game easily. And, I mean, last I looked, Denver had, you know, 5 wins last year. The Giants had 6. And the NFC West was not a strong division. You know, you take Kansas City out of there, and it, you know, looked a lot like the NFC East. So there was issues with that team last year too. They've addressed part of it, but you know they're still glaring holes. So, and now I'll go.
Gotcha. Okay, Brian, a giant hitter. Himself.
Is there Brian? Hold on, Chris. Brian, is there a matchup on the field you're looking forward to? A one-on-one matchup, a blocking scheme matchup.
Von Miller and anybody, they flip him around, so. Let's say Von Miller against. I heard that Solder's probably going to be the right tackle. So Andrew Thomas and whoever the right tackle is going to be. That's probably what's, you know, going to be to me the main matchup as far as you know, Giants offensive line against their defense, because Chubb's he's questionable. When he becomes in, he's going to be a little bit hurt, so I wonder about his effectiveness. But Von Miller didn't play last year, is coming back in, so how they handle him will probably be, you know, decide how well they handle a pass rush.
Gotcha. All right, and Giants big hitter, that's Brian. Carl at the C note. Well, the line I see on the sportsbook right now is Broncos by 1. That's what I see. What do you see for your 3 minutes?
It's actually minus 3. If you remember, we talked about this months ago. Actually, I may have brought it up in May because the Lions came out back in May. The line started at Denver minus 1. And since Bridgewater was named the quarterback, the line has continued to shift up and up and up to where Denver is a relatively solid favorite coming into this game. And for months, I've been I've been wrapping my head around this because I was like, man, if, like, you know, we've been talking about this for months, you know, just in terms of the offseason, the changes, the additions, traction, and stuff like that. You know, a lot of, you know, the Giants have made improvements. At least that's what a portion of the fans have said. And yet, that doesn't, the general perception on this game has never at any point been in favor of the Giants, at least those that, you know, that collect and bet money on this. So I keep wondering, like, wow, then, you know, maybe we have an overvalued opinion of this. So I'm that's why I'm kind of wondering how this game is going to play out on Sunday. You know, it's one thing I was thinking about over the last week when I was out of the country And we had that conversation about the third preseason game that took place about a week and change ago. I kind of wonder now, would we have all just been better off without any preseason games to allow the fans to not have the perception of what they saw in that New England game before that, where, like last year, when there were no preseason games and we started the season with sort of a blank slate. We go in, nobody's seen anything, and we play. Instead, this year, because of the fact that we saw a small sampling, and a good portion of us didn't like what we saw, there is this sort of like, how can I best describe this? A sort of like weird tension / nervousness that is sort of overtaking everything that is that is about this game, about this team, about this season. And in 4 days or 3 days or so, we're gonna finally see what the product is gonna be on Sunday. So that's something that I've been wondering about. I don't know if anybody else has thought about it. Each person can sort of answer that. But in terms of this game specifically, I think there is a game plan for if everybody is healthy and raring to go, and then there's going to be a game plan for what Denver is planning to do to stop the Giants. And I think the first plan I think Denver has in mind is they are going to force Jones to throw the ball. And if Saquon is healthy, fine. Just like how Pittsburgh did in the first game last year, stack the line, force Jones to throw the ball, and let's see what happens. And the Giants have to answer that particular question. If that is the game plan Denver uses, and we don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's call everyone. I'm going to bring it on to Dre Graham right quick for his 3 minutes. Dre, you heard Carl about strategy. What's your take on that for your 3 minutes?
First and foremost, I want to address probably try to give a little bit of insight of maybe what it is or why. No point in the standings. Have we ever been, up -3, or we've always been the underdogs? Okay, it's the first game of the season. And like Lady Blue highlighted, yeah, true, Denver 8-9. They're like 0-9 on first season games. First game. But we're a lot worse than that. It's like the last time, we won our first game after we won the first Super Bowl, because we actually went like 3-0 or 4-0 before New Orleans beat the hell out of us and went on to win the Super Bowl that year. So we won the first game that year, and I think 2016 was the other year. Other than that, we've lost all our first games. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, we haven't won our season opener since 2016. That was the last time we made the playoffs as well.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that's insight on that. That probably could be what that is. Okay, and to what this game reminds me of, I'm gonna go back to last week, college football, particularly the Clemson and Georgia game. Two teams with offenses that can do something, but not really. We haven't seen it yet. But two teams with good defenses. This is going to be a defensive battle, man. Whoever makes the less mistakes on offense is going to win. I believe it's going to be a low scoring game, because we got two top 10 secondaries in there on both teams, both in the top 10. Mm-hmm. So. It's going to be a defensive battle. And to piggyback off of, I think it was Carl that said he wanted to see the matchup between, see how Sauter does and see how Andrew Thomas does. That's going to be a good matchup. You need to keep an eye on that. And also want to see how much read option that Garrett is going to bring out, because the read option, It really made Daniel Jones a weapon last year. I feel last year, defensive coordinators, them four games, when he was balling, he was running out of the pocket, I feel Garrett finally got him to the point to where defense coordinators were strategizing to stop Daniel Jones instead of taking Daniel Jones as a joke. And basically telling the line, you know, just rush him. We just gonna rush Daniel Jones and see what happens, so.
Okay.
But they can't do that no
more. Can I ask Jerry a question real quick before we move on to Dave?
Okay, so. Go, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, real quick. Great points, man. A lot of the points I was going to say, but let me ask you this, man. Whose defense do you favor against the opposing offenses this Sunday? Do you like Giants' secondary or the back half of their defense or the Broncos versus Jones?
Man, to be honest, man, like I said, you know, and like Carl said, that all depends. I'm putting that on Andrews and Sauter. Because if we can – of course, we're not going to stop Von Miller, but if we could slow him down enough to give Jones time, even if Jones don't have time, like I said, if Garrett draw up some plays with a lot of read option and Jones makes the right decision on when to take off running and doing all that, that shouldn't be a problem. We should have the slight edge on that, but it all falls on Thomas and Sauter.
All right.
They got to start with
them. All right. Gotcha. Thanks, Dre and Graham. 929-477-4171. Dave from the Big Blue Denver crew is up. Hey, Dave, I got to ask you a question, man, from another – I guess it would be another angle, if you will. I want to know what they're feeling out there, man, because here's the thing. Everybody's talking about Chubbs and Miller, man, but – look, Justin Simmons, man, he's like the only safety with multiple interceptions in probably each of the last 5 years. Malik Reed had a ball. I mean, last year. He was banging last year. He had about 8 sacks. You know, I know there was some kind of pissiness with Patrick Surtain being the number one draft choice over another quarterback, whoever the hell they were going to pick. I don't know. So I want to know what the feeling is. I want to know. It's a two-fold question. What do they think out there, number one? And number two, the other question was something along the lines of strategy as well. It'll come to me in a second, right in the middle of how you answer that question. So answer that one first, and it'll hit me back.
All right, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Because it's like the two top defenses from last year.
Right.
But I'm real interested in what Lorenzo Carter is going to do because I truly think that he's going to lead the Giants defense in sacks.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm super excited about the defense because they're all back, you know. But I'm super excited. Yeah. But in the offense, you know, and – I really want to see Teddy Bridgewater is going to do with that secondary because all the Giants got to do is just put a little pressure on him and he'll make mistakes.
Okay. Oh, you still on the clock, dude. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. All right. Yeah, so I think it's going to be a low scoring game, like probably something around like 17-13. Their offensive line is not as good as ours either. You know, it's just gonna be a defensive game, man. It's gonna be a defensive game. It's gonna be a low scoring game. You know, I think the Giants. I don't think the Giants gonna score a lot of points this season. You know, not in the beginning of the season. So I think the offense is gonna struggle in the beginning, but then we're gonna see improvement as we go. So that's all I got for now.
Okay, we'll be back. Hey, Steve, I got to say, Steve, this is what's great about the Bleed Blue Show is because you may be thinking about something all week. You may have a certain angle on something the way you think it is. And then the stakeholders will come out here, you know, the Lady Blues, the Carl, you know, the Bryans, the Dres, and the Daves will come out here and they give you another perspective for you to consider, and you go, oh, yeah, okay.
I never looked at it that way. You know, I didn't. So I'm actually feeling better. I didn't really, you know what, I totally overlooked Denver's offensive line completely. I didn't even give it a thought. I don't know what the hell is the matter with me. Maybe it's first game of the season jitters. Steve, how do you see everything, man?
Well, I want to start off with what Lady Blue said. The first thing when I see these two matchups, I look at Bradberry versus their number one, which would be Jerry Jeudy. It starts there for me with the Giants defense, and
yep.
I think Bradberry's going to have his way with him. So it's all a trickle-down effect from there, because there's nothing really from the Broncos' perspective that scares me. I like our defensive matchup and scheme, Graham over Shermer. They've just made the points about Teddy Bridgewater, and I think we're going to see a more reserved Teddy Bridgewater, knowing that we have a lot of good man-on-man coverage on the outside. I'm not a big Noah Fant fan like a lot of fans around the NFL are, so I think we could win some matchups there in the pass, even in the passing game, or even some sub packages with an extra cornerback over the middle.
Right.
Teddy Bridgewater. Here's the thing about Teddy Bridgewater. I actually do like him. I think last year he was kind of in a situation where a lot of it got put on his hands once Christian McCaffrey got hurt. Because I think even the year before that, you know, he came into some reps for Drew Brees. And actually, I remember they went to a game in Seattle and won on the road as a Saint. And so I do respect him as a quarterback. Matter of fact, I like him better than Daniel Jones. But for the Giants to win the game, honestly, it's no big secret. Do not turn the football over Daniel Jones. It's that simple for me. We don't have no game breakers up the middle without Saquon Barkley. You got to play control football. It's like with Dre Graham, it's going to be like a Georgia Clemson 13-10 type of game, maybe even less. I would not see this. I don't see this thing getting over 25 points from either team. And if it got over 25 points for the Broncos, then we lose. So I like our corners. I like our depth. And, you know, to like what Brian said, and we could go back to Lady Blue, get her for some 2 minutes, give everybody else 2 minutes before we get to the picks. I'm like Brian. I don't see no continuity. We haven't seen the offensive line gel. We even seen the wide receivers. We haven't seen the Lavatone or Galladay. So how can you even bank on chemistry with this quarterback?
Exactly.
I don't see it.
Exactly.
So
that's what makes
I don't
it
see
so
it.
Difficult. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
I totally with you on that one. Everyone, 9-4-7-7.
You have any thoughts?
Lady Blue at the top.
Do you have any thoughts, Chris, before we move on? Lady Blue?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I mean,
I'm just, you know, everybody just basically did it for me. I like, you know what? I kind of like the up and coming skill players that Denver does have, but they're not going to do anything against us. I appreciate Jeudy and Courtland Sutton and Hamler. I'm like you, not a big Noah Fant fan.
No.
But Javonte Williams has a little something, and definitely so does Melvin Gordon. So they're there, you know, and they've got a little something. But I truly believe, mostly based on what Dre Graham was talking about, that it's going to be a chess match between coordinators, you know, on how things will fit. Because truth be told, we didn't have a very long preseason. No one did. I don't know if that was long enough to, you know, scrutinize, strategize, and figure out where we're just not even us, just the rest of the teams as well, on what's what, you know, going forward. And I think the first game is probably the litmus test to find out from there, Steve, where everything is headed. This right now is touch and go right now. That's all I'm at. And, hey, well, you know, I just don't want to make any stupid mistakes on offense. I don't need any unnecessary fumbles. I'm not going to mention any names. I don't need any drop passes. I don't want to mention any names. And I definitely want to see to take Lady Blue's thunder a little bit. I want to see something clean and careful, because both of these teams are competing in divisions that this first game can tell. Can actually, believe it or not, even though there's 16 more after it, can tell the difference between yes and no when it comes down to the end of the year, because that's how these divisions are. These respective divisions are for each of these teams. Anyway, like I said, 929-477-4171. Lady Blue, you're at the top again. Anybody particular you want to watch out for? Giants players,
So, Chris, I'm going to go off of what you said before. Not only do we want to see a clean game, the one thing that we lacked last year that I want to see is a team play with some frickin' heart. And you know, it's like they lost the love of game in last year. I mean, come on. Denver finished 5-11. We didn't finish much better. So, and to go with Carl's thought about preseason, preseason to me is crap. It's like playing. You know, they're playing catch in the backyard or something. They're not going to show any new plays that's in their playbook. They're not going to get fancy. They're probably going to, you know, they're looking to see who's going to make the final roster. So, to me, I couldn't give a crap about preseason except for when the guys got hurt. Our biggest test is going to be Sunday is our offensive line versus their defense. I mean, that's my biggest thing. We've all been bitching for years about the offensive line, and then all of a sudden, Gettlebum got a lot of fire under his butt and started fixing stuff. For me, a little too late, because I never liked that. No. No. I mean, like I said, I want less mistakes. The mental mistakes, if we get any more stupid pre-snap penalties, I'm going to want to jump on the field and bop someone in the head. You know, I mean, it's just stupid crap like that that just makes all of us mad, not just the coaches, but us fans, because we expect more. I mean, we've had enough of the crap that we've been seeing for years. I'm tired of hearing we're rebuilding. No. Get your foot out of your ass. Get your, you know, and just do something. Play with heart. Play like you actually want to win. You know, if I see prevent defense again, I'm going to lose my shit. I mean, there are certain things that we expect as Giants fans. I mean, like I said, my biggest thing is I don't want to see any more injuries.
And I'm with you on that.
I don't want to see any stupid, right. I don't want to see any more injuries or any stupid shit. Other than that, I will always bleed blue till the day I die.
That's right. And I'll be bleed blue with you. Okay. Brian, Giants big hitter. I had a question, yes, but Lady Blue took it off my head. So, and everybody knows I have a bad memory. So I forgot what it was. So Steve,
make
or somebody, just say so. I can't remember what it was. It was something about... what's your best matchup? What's the matchup you're looking forward to seeing? That's what it was.
Well, I can throw a bunch of them at you, but we won't do all of that. So instead of that, let's go with Leonard Williams against Dalton Reisner, the left guard for Denver. Because I think Leonard Williams was a premier three tackles in the NFL right now. You know, he got paid for it and he earned it. And defenses have changed with it. To me, the defensive coordinators have caught on that, and the way the defenses are played now, that three-tech defensive tackle is your most important player, not an edge rusher. And Leonard Williams played like an All-Pro last year. Probably should have got recognition in that way, and he can blow up the game all by himself. And I've heard a lot, you know, Denver can run the ball. Denver, they were 13th in the league last year, which is good, but that's not spectacular. And if he can get early penetration plus get a pass rush on there, he can make things, you know, very difficult. Because you got to push through the middle. Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater's got feet like me. And by saying that, if you ever saw me dance, you know, know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so he doesn't move very well, and if you can't get a push up the middle, you can really disrupt their passing game. So that would be one of the matchups I want to look at, and that's the one I'll bring up right now.
Okay, fantastic. That's Brian, everyone. Brian. That's my man, and Giants big hitter. Carl, 2 minutes, real quick. What kind of matchup are you looking at?
You know, let me take one on both sides for both teams. I'm looking at the Broncos' second and third receivers between K.J. Hamler and Courtland Sutton. against the Giants' slot corner, whomever that may be, on Sunday. That position, based on every bit of intel we can gather so far from training camp, the Giants are not totally comfortable with their slot corner position, and that can be a situation that can be exposed on Sunday. You know, you guys are mentioning about Judy and Bradbury. As we saw last year, you know, Bradbury can lock up a certain side of the field, but that doesn't mean that you can't just go to whomever Bradbury is not covering. And so that is something to look at. On the other side, since 88 is not going to play on Sunday, I wanted to see how the Giants can expose the middle of the field. But I'm going to use this one instead. I want to see Shepard against the rookie Patrick Surtain on Denver. As it stands right now, the Broncos depth chart list Surtain as their third cornerback, which means he'll probably playing a little bit more in the slot and maybe a little bit outside. But Surtain has gotten rave reviews in training camp and in the preseason so far. And so I'm wondering whether or not they put him in the slot position against, you know, whomever the Giants line up. They're likely Shepard, but if the Giants try to test him, if they do test him, see how successful they are.
You took my entire thunder, man. Damn. Carl, that was my matchup, man. Great minds think alike. Great minds think alike. Thank you, bro. Dre Graham,
yes, sir.
Match up real quick, and then after that, Dave, and then we're gonna go on to the pickles. Okay, Dre, right? 2 minutes.
All right, yeah, like Carl said. I mean, are we even? I would rather us have Shepard at slot anyway, because let's keep it real. When he balled, he balled this slot. He's a little bit a tad bit, if not average, wide out. That's definitely not his position. He's back in his, I hope he's playing slot. And as far as what Carl said, if Bradbury locks somebody down, then they go to somewhere else. I always preach this. What I'm worried about is their damn tight end. Who is their tight end? We don't know, but tight ends always make a name against us. They always get like a player of the week when they play us. So I'm looking to see how that matchup is. I was told that, you know, the rookie edge rusher that we got, he can get out there and play the pass too. I don't know. I didn't watch him. I just watched the highlights, and all the highlights, he was going after the quarterback. They never really showed him play the pass, but I hear he could play the pass. So that's another matchup I'm looking at, see how he does. Excited to see how he does. Whatever his name is, I don't know how to pronounce it. Maybe you guys, maybe you guys know how to pronounce it. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and just, I mean, I just want to see how we come out, man. Do we come out flat? Do we come out amped up? Or what? I'm just ready for some Giants football, man. It's been too long.
We are home, so we better come out smoking. That's all I'm going to say. Enthusiasm. Lady Blue said heart. That's what we need. Some friggin' heart out there. Okay. Thanks, Trey. Dave, your 2 minutes. You want to say anything about any matchups that you're looking forward to seeing?
Yeah, what I want to see is the Giants' defensive tackles, Johnson and Shelton, against that weak offensive tackle line that Denver got. Because as long as the Giants' defense don't give up big running plays, because we don't have Tomlinson no more, so that – you know, I really want to see what those tackles are going to do. But,
all right, cool.
On the offensive side, I think for Denver defense, their weakest link is the linebackers. So I think the Giants are probably going to try to run the ball, and if that's effective, then they'll probably use like a two tight end set, and they'll put Caden Smith and Rudolph there. Okay. I want to see that matchup too.
I know. That's wow. That didn't even occur to me. All right. What else you got? What else you got, Dave? You're still on the clock.
Still on the clock. All right. Let me see. Let me think.
You got 25 seconds.
I mean, hopefully, if we could do that, then I think it's gonna like the person I was talking before. I think Stern and Shep are gonna have a big game. And the slot,
that's
if we keep them in the slot.
Yeah, you gotta have to keep them in the slot. I'm thinking the same thing you are, man. All right, Chief.
Yeah.
That's about it. I feel the same way before I kick it to Steve. Hey, listen, man. Look, it doesn't look like Kenny Galladay is going to suit up. I don't know what's going on. I know he's a game time decision. Kadarius Toney, Darius Slayton. I don't know what's going on. They're already hurt. The season hasn't even begun yet. So Shepard is like the only remaining healthy wide receiver we have. You know, when you play fantasy, he's like a low-end W3, but now he's like our number one cat. But look at the Broncos secondary, man. Besides Surtain, you're talking about Fuller's over there, Ron Darby's over there. You got, I forgot the other guy's name, Bryce, he's over there. And there's nobody else
Bryce
in this
Callahan.
Offense that's going to be able to, Bryce Callahan, right. There's nobody else in this offense that's going to be able to take the attention away from Shepard. So, you know, right now, look, he looked good in the preseason. You know, he was, you know, in and out of his routes. He made defenders miss. That was nice, you know. But right now, he looks like the man. He looks like he's going to be Danny Jones' favorite target. I pretty much hope he stays healthy. That's all I'm looking at. What can he accomplish? This is a possible. He probably will get 15 looks, man. Anyway, Steve, you're up, sir.
All right, give me 1 minute, and we can get to the pick. So, I mean, to say Sterling Shepard's going to have a big game is really very optimistic, very, very optimistic to say, because if I have him to have a good game, the quarterback has to have a good game. And that's where you lose me. And this is not going to be a Daniel Jones bass fest. I'm not going to say that. All I'm saying is until I actually see a consistent string of games where the quarterback – has to, you know, you just brought up the good points with these veteran DBs Denver has, guys who've been around for a while, pretty decent guys, you know, Kareem Jackson, Kyle Fuller, guys like that, old Bear players.
Yeah.
Justin Simmons, you brought up a good point. Like, these guys are going to be reading this guy like a book. And he has to that's going to be the cat and mouse game between him and that and those DBs. And along the fact that our offensive tackle we got, like Brian mentioned, has a bum ankle. Like, he's going to be running from his life on that note alone.
Right.
I don't like this at all. I would like to see any of you guys put your survivor pick on the Giants when we get to it right now. Put your survivor up for the big three. If you're that confident. I would love to see. I'll put some extra money to the kitty, man. We could do that, man, for the cash at the end of the year.
That's what's going to have to happen. All right. All right, Steve Azul. It's time to kick into these lead the way, bro. It's time to pick into these picks and see what's going
on. I mean, the defending champ is back with Lady Blue for the confidence pick last week. We got four games on the table tonight, and then your survivor pick. Lady Blue, I don't want to sound salty, man. You know, I was doing good to up until like week 10 last year, and I just went on the most epic collapse I've ever seen in my life. And Lady Blue, Lady Blue and Cole's on my, they were on my heels, but
Steve, you collapsed in the fourth quarter, bro.
Yeah, man, it looked like a 92 Knick game. But anyway, we got Seahawks and Colts. We got Dolphins at Pats. Chargers at the Washington football team, and then, of course, Broncos and Giants. So remember, the game you are most confident in who you think is going to win, put a four on it. The next confident three, next confident two, next one, after that one, your least confident who you think is going to win. And give us your survivor pick, man. You only can pick one team once all year, so sometimes it's a little strategy to it or whatever. So, Lady Blue, you're the defending champ. Chris, I'll cue the music. You can read the teams off to the stakeholders. Let's have some fun before we get off for Thursday night football.
All right. All right. Lady Blue, my dear lovely blue wife.
Yes,
here we go.
Four Seattle, one Dolphins, three Chargers, two Giants, and my survivor pick, I'm going with the Niners.
Say that survivor pick one more time. I'm sorry.
49ers.
Got it. Brian. Giants big hitter.
Chris, you got to give me the games again.
Oh, no problem. Here you go. Seattle at Colts. Dolphins at Pat. Where am I? Chargers at Washington. And, of course, Denver at us.
And the number. And the confidence pick number.
And the number.
Confidence numbers. I'm going to take the Giants. But the confidence with four. Seattle with the Colts. I'll take Seattle with confidence of three. New England over the Dolphins, confidence of two. And the football team, number one. As far as that goes.
Survivor
Chargers.
Oh. Who's your survivor pick,
The Los Angeles Rams over the Bears.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Carl, my man. That's the C-note.
Yes, sir. All right,
go
here we go.
This is Seattle at Colts.
Let's go Patriots.
Whoa. I think I lost you. Can you repeat yourself?
Okay. Let me make sure you can hear me. Patriots at four.
Okay. Okay.
Denver at three. Colts at two. And Washington at one. Now,
survivor
can I also take the Rams? Or do I have to pick a different team?
No, this is your survival, man. How are you?
Okay.
Wanted to
okay.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Yeah, I was also going to pick around. Yeah.
All righty. Okay. Drake. Seattle at Colts.
Yeah, go ahead. All right, Seattle at the Colts. Okay. I take Seattle with a four.
Okay. Dolphins at Patriots.
Dolphins at Patriots.
Or three. Yes.
Three Dolphins.
Okay.
Chargers at Washington. I got Washington at one. All right, and it's one more game. Which other game?
Denver Giants, man. Denver Giants.
Oh, yeah. Two Giants.
All right. Dave.
Hold on. Dre, where's your survivor?
Oh, that's right. What are your survivor? Sorry.
Survivor, what's the survivor against any team?
I mean,
come on, Dre.
The team that you think is... Yeah, go ahead.
I'll rock with the Bills.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
All right. That's a real good
one. All right.
All right.
Dave, Big Blue Denver Crew.
Seattle won. Hello?
I'm still, we're listening.
Okay. Patriots four.
Yeah, you got my
Chargers
okay.
two. Giants three. And the survivor is the Patriots.
Damn, man. All those right. are mine. Okay. All right. This is what I got. Where we at? All right. I got a... Oh, boy. Let me change this. Okay, I got Seattle 4, Patriots 3, Washington 2, us 1, survivor pick 49ers. Steve, you up.
All right, man. Oh, damn, I didn't write them shits down. All right, I got Seattle out of 4.
I had Seattle at a four.
I had the Washington football team at a 3. Dolphins at a 2. And after all that shit I was talking about the Giants in this episode, Giants at a 1. And my survivor's the Niners, man. I had the Niners down, man. All right, cool.
They're
gonna set a tone, man. If I'm gonna ride with this team this season on my conference case. I ain't going down like Manny Dogs, man. Shout out to Manny Dog. Get the book paid in full, man. Yeah, on Apple Books for Manny Dogs.
That's right. All righty. Final thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna go around real quick. Starting at with the Lady Blue. Tell us your final thoughts going into week one, sweet.
Final thoughts is good luck everyone with their picks. I hope our team wins, and I hope we have a much better season than last year. As always, bleed blue, my love.
Bleed blue. Brian at Giants Bigot.
Okay, we got about 8 receivers that are questionable. Give me 4 of them to play, and I think we'll see a real good game on Sunday. Go Giants, and by the way, 4:25 game, so I'll be starting in at noon, so I'll be great by the time kickoff comes. So I'll see you next week.
All right, my bad. There you go. That's Brian.
GiantsFans.net, the big huddle.
That's right. Carl at C-Note.
Yes, sir. You know, as we say goodbye, the one thing that I think we need to make sure that the Giants get off to is a good start. You know, they played 2 games first 4 days here. And we can't be talking about Owen stuff. We can't be talking about sloppy play. If they lose the game Sunday 27-24 and the game is competitive back and forth, I think a lot of us can accept that. I don't think what fans accept anymore is mistakes, poor offensive line play, breakdowns, all that kind of stuff. That stuff, that process needs to end. We have seen more than enough of that. And
really had since I got here.
That's great. But, you know, it's time to win games now. You know, clean play. Don't get up. Let's have fun.
There you go. Carl, let's see notes right there. Dre, real quick, final thought.
Real quick, final thought. Let's tone down on the 3 and out, because all we need is 3 and out. I don't care how good your defense are. They're not machines. We don't need them getting tired in the fourth quarter in the stretch when we really need them, because we're doing 3 and out. So tone down on the 3 and outs, and hopefully all that running and players retiring because Judge running them paid off. Maybe they scared to run somewhere and they just cut down on them mistakes. So.
Bleed blue. Dave, final thought, sir, real quick.
Yeah, my final thought is as long as the Giants don't turn over the ball, the Giants should win this game because they are the better team.
There you go. Amen. Thanks, Dave. Thanks to Dave, Big Blue Denver crew, Dre, Carl at C-Notes, Brian at Giants Big Hitter, and, of course, the wonderful Lady Blue. Hey, this is the Bleed Blue Show. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, all of these good things. Check us out on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher App, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Sangre Azul. This is the preview of hopefully a great season. We're going to be optimistic here. And Steve Azul will take it home.
Yes, and shout out to the stakeholders. Glad to have you guys back, guys and gals back. And shout out to the fans going to the game, going to MetLife. We will be on immediately after the game on Sunday, rain, lose, or shine, however you want to look at it. And we'll discuss what happened in the game like we do on Sundays, man. And we'll see you guys on social media, Twitter, the gram, and all that to extend the conversation before, during, and even after the game. So, yep, enjoy week 1 of the NFL season. Good luck to you guys on your confidence picks and Survivor. And then we got a quick turnaround on Thursday versus the Washington
Giants,
football game. That's another thing.
What?
I was going to say, that's another thing. We have a postgame on Sunday, and then turn around and have a postgame Thursday versus Washington. So quick week for the football squads, man. There's going to be a full
that's
week,
right.
actually,
that's
for the
right.
entire episode, football and all the other sports.
Right.
So shout out to everybody. Be easy and bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Can you dig it?
Bleed blue. Let's
go. Can you dig it?
Everyone.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.